dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Hello and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle. And we here at Prayer Mountain, we're on Thursday of this week with Pastor Lee Morgans from a Glorious Church Fellowship, my home church, my family's home church out of Collinsville, Oklahoma, where Uncle Chip, when he ministers on here, he's ministering and representing as a pastor from a Glorious Church Fellowship. And we just thank you, Pastor Lee, for being here. And I know Mimi, this has been a big thing to have you on. And the subject that Pastor Lee is talking about is not just a subject, you know, you can study the word and have understanding in the Bible, but revelation and an experience of God, that's when you get true understanding. And that's where Pastor Lee operates from, is understanding by experience. So I just encourage you all who are tuning in today, We have yesterday, it'll be archived at billybrim.org and billybrim.org. And Pastor Lee, just, we're here for this week and next week, but Pastor Lee, just go ahead and take it, and just thank you again so much for being on here.
Okay, thank you, Jared. Yeah, as we closed yesterday, I was reading out of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And I will pick right up there at verse 4. That's 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 4. Now, I'm reading out of the Amplified Version. Now, there are distinctive varieties and distributions of endowments, gifts, extraordinary powers, distinguishing certain Christians. Due to the power of divine grace operating in their souls by the Holy Spirit. And they vary. But the Holy Spirit remains the same. And there are distinctive varieties of service and ministration, but is the same Lord who is served. There are distinctive varieties of operations, of working to accomplish things, but is the same God who inspires and energizes them all in all. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and profit. I'm going to stop right there. You'll notice he said, now, there are distinctive, there are different varieties, there are different distribution of endowments, and there's difference of varieties of ministration and service. There's difference of operations, but it's the same Spirit. There's the Holy Spirit will operate maybe in you a little different than it does somebody else. Don't compare yourself with somebody else.
Right.
Look to the plan of God. And the one prime thing that's important for a local church, for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation, you have to realize, right here, we read this scripture. It said, all these diversities, all these different ways of doing things and different modes of operation, said, it's the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit. He always brought it back to the same Holy Ghost. Unity. Unity of the Spirit is so important in a church for the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. Unity with you, between you and your relationship with you and God, is so important. It's so important because he said it's the same God that inspires and energizes them all. And he said, but these gifts are given to you. The manifestation is given of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the Spirit's illumination of the Spirit for what? For good and profit. God loved you so much, Jared, that he not only give you a way, salvation, become a new creature in Christ, but he sent the Holy Ghost to dwell inside you, to have you be a Superman. It's almost like we was been operating, some of you, well, I guess Superman's been out in movies. Some of you don't remember the series you used to have, Superman, Clark Kent in the phone booth. He's changing clothes. I think it's time the church took off their Clark Kent clothes and put on the Superman.
That's good.
And find out we are supernaturally equipped. We are supernaturally equipped. Now in the Superman series, he had something called kryptonite that always caused him to lose his power. To me, that's a form of the devil. The devil is always trying to sway you, to get you in his presence, to get your eyes off of the supernatural. Why? Because he wants you weak. He wants you to back off of the Word of God. He yeah. wants you to think you can't do it. He wants you to think, unless Billy Brim comes and prays for me, unless Kenneth Copeland comes and prays for me,
you're done for.
Unless you bring Brother Hagin back and shows me in a dream, and he lays hands on me and prays, unless Jesus appears to me. No, he's already done a lot of these things for you. Why are you praying for him to do it again? He's given us the Holy Ghost to dwell inside us. He said, it feels like my prayers don't get any higher than the ceiling. All they have to do is get out your mouth. They don't have to go any higher than your nose. He said, speak the word. Speak the word. You'll find all these nine gifts as we get into them, all the different varieties, all the different operations. You'll find every one of them. Words of your mouth is used. You will speak the gift of faith. That's a supernatural gift to be in operation from the Spirit of God operating in through man on a level that he's not capable of operating in the natural. It's not just faith, it's a gift of faith. Is that enough? No. Is that enough? No. You've got to know you operate on a level that the world's not familiar with.
Right.
And there's distinctive varieties. It's given to each man to profit withal. I want to see churches profiting. I want to see churches moving in the power. And it's really not an option. The gifts of the Spirit in the last days are not an option. They're not the frosting on the cake. They're not something that God gives you to prove that you're so spiritual. Operating the gifts of the Spirit does not prove your spirituality.
Right.
Because the gifts of the Spirit in your church does not make you better than a denominational church right down the road.
Yeah, I heard a quote that said, the gifts of the Spirit are not medals to be worn, but tools to be used.
Yes, tools to be used.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the charismatic renewal period that we had where the Holy Spirit really is like the Holy Spirit invaded every denomination. I mean, every denomination was touched by that. And the Word of Faith movement, where the gifts of the Spirit have been so in operation. But let's look back. In Acts 2:4, and the Holy Spirit fell, and an upper room, and 120, they were filled with the Spirit, and they heard them speak with other tongues, and they went out in the street. Peter began to be changed. He was changed from one that denied Christ to one that stood up and preached a sermon. He preached a long sermon. Those of you that think you had to be 30 minutes. He preached a long sermon, so long that a guy went to sleep and fell out of the window. But 3,000 people was added to the church in one day. Not very many of us have ever seen that. Now there's a few, such as Reinhard Bonnke and others with mass crusades. The Oral Roberts Crusade, Richard Roberts Crusades have seen those. But the power of the Holy Spirit is present inside you to witness and to see that one neighbor born again.
Right.
To see that one church service where not a lost person that's inside that door leaves without finding Jesus. He said it's given to us to profit, spiritual illumination for us to profit. And that's what the Holy Spirit is given to the church today for, the gifts of the Spirit. Nine gifts. Jesus give us the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said, if I could go away, I'll send you another gift. He dwells within us. It's the same Holy Ghost that moves on the face of the deep. I know I've said this, but I want to keep repeating it because I want you to get it. It's the same Holy Ghost that when God spoke, He moved. And everything you see around here, He created. It dwells inside you. Did you realize? Your body houses your spirit and the Holy Spirit. Your body has the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit inside you. And the equipment and his gifts, the nine gifts that the Holy Spirit, the nine manifestations He gives you, is available. You say, well, I move in all nine of them. Probably not in all nine of them. Maybe so. But He said the Holy Spirit distributes severally as He wills. He said, verse 8 said, to one is given in and through the Holy Spirit the power to speak. In a message of wisdom. Now, that's just the first gift, speaking in the word of wisdom. You notice He doesn't give you all wisdom, but He gives you the power to speak with wisdom. That's inside you. If you read the whole chapter, the 12th chapter, and we'll skip down there, and tomorrow we'll pick up on the rest of this passage of Scripture. It seems like time will run. It goes so fast when you're having fun. It goes fast when you're talking about the power of God inside you, Jared. Mm-hmm. Is we're not just mere men. We're not just a church struggling to get through. Right. We're not a church that's fighting the government, fighting the IRS, fighting this, battling here. We're a supernatural church.
Right.
We're not a church that's just struggling to maintain our membership. Sister Gordon Lindsay spoke one time when I was in a meeting. She said a fire attracts a crowd. Have you ever noticed we never have to advertise a fire? If there's a fire in downtown Dallas, people are there. They hear about it. They go there. They watch it. They observe it. Why? Because it's a fire. Something about a fire attracts a crowd. He said He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I think it's time the church got a little fire in. I think it's time. What's fire? Fire changes things. Now, fire in the natural destroys, but the fire of God, it takes out all the dross
and
prepares you for the purity, for the pure move of the Spirit of God in operation. The gifts of the Spirit, they're given for the church. I hope you're getting something out of this week. It seems like I just get started. It's time to go for another day. But thank God for the gifts. Thank God for the power. And if one out there gets the reality of this, one out there moves into it, it's worth every bit of it. But I believe if you listen to these things, get in the Word for yourself, it'll work for you.
Pastor Lee, we just thank you. I know if you guys out there are in the Tulsa area and you want to find more about Collinsville Church, they do live stream the website, or you can just Google a Glorious Church Fellowship, and you will find their information there. The web URL is agloriouschurch.net. Their phone number, 918-371-4589, or email them at agcfchurch@att.net. You guys have a wonderful day.